for the general public, if you think about your average investor, a lot of them are passive investors. You look at your 401k, your retirement accounts, you're probably plugged into some sort of an index fund. So you don't have to go and be a stock picker. You can just sit back and collect money that's growing within these major indexes. So the rules have changed a little bit for these listing places like the NASDAQ for the New York Stock Exchange. Before, when these companies debuted, there was a waiting period around 3 months before they were included in these index funds. Now, as little as 2 weeks later, these massive companies with unproven financial models can now be added to the index funds. And typically when you see a company debut, the first day of trading is very volatile. The first few weeks of trading are very volatile because people are trying to price what the value is of this particular company. So now that these companies like your OpenAIs, your SpaceX's, that they can be included in these passive investment funds.
You can invest in them.
You can have that exposure.
Your 401k could be invested in these
exactly.
funds.
Exactly. You will have exposure.
So you
to
could
them.
Actually get a part of these $1 trillion companies.
Without even going and purchasing that stock yourself. Now that could be a positive thing if the SpaceX stock explodes, or it could be a negative thing if it's very volatile. And again, this is an unprofitable company. And there isn't much of a choice that you have as an investor. I guess you would have to completely pull out of that passive fund, which is a lot harder to do today than it was in the past, as a lot of Americans rely on those types of investments.
There is like a overarching theme in this conversation, which is it's not profitable now.
Yeah.
Right? These companies are not making money right now.